And after all the horror of the weekend in Paris and our coverage of it this morning, let's finish with a story of goodwill this morning. You might remember we brought you a story earlier this year about a group called Shortback and Sidewalks. It's a group that provides free haircuts for homeless men. Their motto says, free of charge, free of judgment. Well, a Perth-based group has gone from strength to strength since then, and plans are afoot for an expansion into Melbourne next year. This is the brainchild of Craig Hollywood, who joined us bright and early from Perth. Craig, hello there.
Pleasure to be with you this morning, Fran. How are you going?
Good, thanks, Craig. Just to remind everyone, you got this idea of volunteering in a soup kitchen. You saw people getting the food they needed and the emergency essentials, but not any of the sort of little luxuries, so to speak, like a haircut. Why? Just remind us why giving someone a haircut is so important to how they feel about themselves.
We do think it makes such a difference to a human, and regardless of a person in need or not, it's a quick 20 minutes in a hairdresser's chair does wonders for a person's self-esteem. So that was the major catalyst for the whole thing.
And since June, since we spoke to you earlier this year, how many haircuts have you delivered under Shortback and Sidewalks?
I think we're up to maybe 700, 800 haircuts now, so it's going amazingly well.
And the whole idea is going like gangbusters. I think you're an official charity now, is that right?
Yeah, we recently got full registration for a not-for-profit, and we've got a team of amazing directors now, so we do feel that the project is heading from strength to strength.
What are the benefits of all of that, Craig?
I think just lightening the load of all the jobs that were originally put on, and you know, it's some of the amazing work that have been put on by a couple of individuals. I think it just really highlights, and the amount of time that they've spent on it really highlights how far they think that this particular project can go.
So those haircuts before your charitable status were provided free by these barbers. You've got three barbers on board now. Are they full time on Shortback and Sidewalks?
It's basically, we're structuring it from a voucher perspective. So basically what can happen is from the members of the public or perhaps a corporation with relation to donation, they can donate via the website, and then all of the funds basically get transferred into a voucher system, which then get handed to the service provider. So they're then empowered to make the decision as to who gets a haircut. So it's a very, very clean and simple model that we've devised.
Do the salons that are giving the haircuts, that take those vouchers, are they in a sense being paid for those haircuts now then?
Yeah, so there's a tax deductibility option, obviously, with it being a not-for-profit, and then there's a subsidised rate of haircut that the businesses will then be able to take on.
Okay, so it's still, you're relying on people donating money to help pay for more haircuts. That's the long and the short of it.
Yeah, and I think the next stage that we really want to take it to would be like corporate sponsorships as well. So, you know, like if your corporation is making millions of dollars per annum, social philanthropy should be something that's an obligation and not an option. And we think that that's really where the next step for Shortback and Sidewalks is getting in touch with particular politicians or governing bodies. We've had an amazing response in Perth from politicians such as Scott Ludlam, also Alana McTiernan, the Labour member, also City of Vincent Mayor, where we actually do a lot of our haircuts. John Kerry has got on board, so that's the next sort of foundations that we're putting in place with regards to that.
It's a really neat and tidy idea. As you say, 700 men have received haircuts in the time since we spoke to you. Now you're thinking of giving haircuts to women. Why hasn't that happened so far, and how does this change things?
To be honest, I think it's just a time thing for us because none of us do this job full-time, maybe apart from the barbers. So, you know, it's really a case of we didn't really want to bite off more than we can chew, but we've had, like, so much feedback from people, not only PBIs or, you know, like, caseworkers saying, you know, we want to start this for women too. We'd obviously did envisage us doing this, but now it's got to the stage where we're just about to do our first event for women in need. And, pardon me, some of the connections that we've made with regards to the Salvation Army and St. Bart's, we've got, like, direct access to be able to facilitate our program for women in need as well. So,
well, to tell me about that, because we've only got a minute or so left before we have to say goodbye, but you've got the barbers on board for the men, and you are talking to a pretty well-established Perth hairdressing salon chain about the women.
Yeah, we are, and that's pretty much the way that it's going to go. So, you know, not only is the Shortback and Sidewalks charity going to be available for men, but yeah, we're now facilitating it for women, and we do feel that that's going to give it like a whole new different angle, and no doubt a whole new range of sort of issues, but it's exciting, and we really do feel that it's going in a really, really positive way.
And you've got it's just a fantastic idea, I think, Craig. You've got a high tea plan. This is to promote the women's haircuts idea and to raise money.
Yeah, of course, and just to raise some awareness as well, Fran, you know, like with relation to the homelessness issue in Australia, we are a team who are just wanting to get as many people on board as possible, even like barbers who are listening in now, specifically in Melbourne. If you're aware of our project, we're open all the time. You know, you can get in touch with us on the website, shortbackandsidewalks.com, and we're obviously wanting to align with as many barbers across Australia as possible, because we do feel that it's such a simple model that we can get going everywhere else.
It is indeed. Call right now on the Barbers of Australia to unite and help out with Short Back and Sidewalks. Craig, thank you very much for joining us.
No, I appreciate your time. Thank you all very much.
Craig Hollywood, and the point, it just shows how much one person can do with a great idea and some determination and compassion. Shortbackandsides.com if you want to get involved or help out.